I'm hooked on this thing called love. I'm hooked on this thing called love.
And you know it's true that I love you. I'm loving you, baby, the whole night through. See, I got loving. Oh, every day I got loving.
Cause your time begins. Welcome back to State of the Union, the official radio show for the undergraduate students at the University of Guelph. You are listening to CFRU 93.3. And for those of you just tuning in, we are discussing some of the key events that are happening this week that you might want to attend. So, to continue on, we have the Docurama series that is brought to you by the CSA and the McLaughlin Library Media Collection. And this week we are playing Thieves by Law, and that will happen on Wednesday, March 30th at 7 p.m. in Thornborough 1307, and the admission is free. So, come out. The blurb reads, come out to watch Thieves by Law, a film that reveals shocking tales of murder, torture, and extortion from three mobsters turned businessmen. So cold-blooded, they would have Tony Soprano begging for mercy. So if that makes you want to come out, then you should definitely do so. The film covers everything from the strict codes of honor to the meaning behind these tattoos made so famous by Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises. These kingpins expose every last dark detail of the most feared crime syndicate in the world. So come out and watch the movie. It's free, so why not? If you're not doing anything else Wednesday night, or if you choose not to come to the board meeting on Wednesday, it's at 7 p.m. again in Thornborough 1307, and it's free. The next event is a concert. Tokyo Police Club will be playing on Friday, April 1st at 8 p.m. in Peter Clark Hall. Tickets are $22 per University of Guelph student and $25 per general, admission for community members or for non-community members, but non-University of Guelph students. And so come out this Sunday to come see that concert. It's going to be amazing, and of course it's going to be amazing. The CSA is putting it on. So I'll read the blurb here. Tokyo Police Club have been nominated for a Juno Award Alternative Album of the Year. I know the Junos were last night. I'm not sure if they won. I think they did, but don't quote me on it. Colorado have become one of the most lovable groups on the planet thanks to insanely catchy and energetic guitar pop, boundless creativity, and relentless do-it-yourself approach. Colorado's song combined the metal melody and energy of 90s Weezer and Supergrass with the irreverent wit of Stephen Malkmus, and their shows that have been described as elementary school recess with beer and piñatas and acid at a house party. Colorado are winners of an Independent Music Award, Video of the Year. While their moniker may elicit thoughts of prehistoric past, Toronto indie rock quintet Dinosaur Bones are nothing but forward-thinking, both with their musical ambition and continual growth as a band. Fans can expect more of the sound that Montreal's Hour Weekly proclaims as packed with feeling, whose delicate darkness almost belies its pop sensibility. Tickets are available at the CSA office in UC Room 274 and online. And again, it's co-presented by the Central Student Association, or the CSA, and University Center Programming. And again, it's Friday, this Friday, April 1st, at 8 p.m. That's when doors open. It's all ages. It's licensed. Peter Clark Hall is where it will take place, at the University of Guelph, and it's $22 per University of Guelph students, and general admission is $25. And Colorado and Dinosaur Bones are opening for Tokyo Police Club. So if you're interested, come out. The tickets are super cheap, and they're great bands, so come out and support Canadian talent. The next event is happening April 3rd, and that's Sunday, and it is Sunday Night Cinema. That happens every Sunday. Really, really cheap shows that you can come out and watch and, you know, chill with your friends and kick back, and really, really great films. So if you have a chance, or if you're not doing anything Sunday night at 8 p.m., come out and watch The King's Speech in War Memorial Hall. It's $3 per UOGLF students and $6 for general admission. Still super cheap and way cheaper than Cineplex. So come out and watch The King's Speech. The blurb reads, after the death of his father, King George V, and the scandalous abdication of Prince Edward VII, Bertel, who has suffered from the deliberating speech impediment of all his life, is suddenly crowned King George VI of England. With his country on the brink of war and in desperate need of leader, his wife, Elizabeth, the future Queen Mother arranges for her husband to see an eccentric speech therapist, Lionel Logue. After a rough start, the two delve into an unorthodox course of treatment and eventually form an unbreakable bond. With the support of Logue, his family, his government, and Winston Churchill, the king will overcome his stammer and deliver a radio address that inspires his people and unites them in battle. Based on the true story of King George VI, the King's Speech follows the royal monarch's quest to find his voice. The King's Speech was nominated for 12 2011 Academy Awards. Ugh, I'm having problems speaking today. Winning 4 Best Picture, Actor in a Lead Role for Colin Firth, Director for Tom Hooper, and Writing Original Screenplay for David Seldler. So if you've wanted to see The King's Speech, or if you just have nothing else to do on a Sunday night, then come out to Sunday Cinema. We would love to see you there. And it will be a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic time, as it always is for Sunday Night Cinema. We're going to play some Maley Todd and take a break, and then we'll come right back and do some more events and talk very briefly about the upcoming federal elections. And so this song is called Summer Sounds, and it's the official remix by Starting From Scratch and De La Vega.
I want to punch you in the eyes. Summer, summer sound.
Welcome back to State of the Union, the official radio show for the undergraduate students at the University of Guelph. I am Demetria, and I am the Communications and Corporate Affairs Commissioner for the Central Student Association, which is the undergraduate student union at the university. And you are listening to, or you were just listening to, Maylee Todd, Summer Sounds, and that was the official remix by Starting From Scratch and De La Vega. And she is coming to the university on Wednesday, this Wednesday, and she'll be performing for our noon hour concert at the in the University Center in, at noon. So if you would like to come and listen to that, please feel free to stop by the UC, or if you're just walking by, please happen to walk by at noon and listen to some amazing music. Off to some more key events this week. The Criminal Justice and Public Policy Society elections are happening tomorrow in McKinnon 229. I'm a CJPP major, so I'm definitely going to try and make it out to that. All CJPP students are encouraged to attend and cast their vote. They have an event on Facebook, which is CJPP Society Elections. So you can search that and find their event and see all the available positions and that people are running for. All CJPP students who are returning for two full semesters are eligible to run for positions and vote. Candidates may only run for one position at a time. Interested in running for positions are asked to email the CJPP email account and say what they are running for, and their email is guecjpp@uoguelph.ca. They also need to attend the March 29th meeting and convey their interest to fellow students. Candidates are asked to make a brief speech explaining their interests in the position and any relevant skills and experience. After all candidates have had the opportunity to speak, the vote will take place. So again, if you're interested and if you're in CJPP, please come out. It's tomorrow, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in MAC 229. And again, the Facebook event title is CJPP Society Elections. The next event is the People versus Harper. And this is an event hosted by the Guelph Young Communist League and the Communist Party of Canada. It's happening tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So if you're not in CJPP or you don't want to get involved in CJPP elections, you can definitely come out to the People versus Harper. I'm sure it'll be an amazing event. It's being held in McKinnon 317, and again, it's at 5:30. And the blurb reads, "Come here, Liz Rowley, Aroli, leader of Communist Party of Ontario, on Harper's anti-worker, anti-environment, anti-queer, anti-women, anti-immigrant, pro-war, and pro-corporate policies. From the G20 and Afghanistan to the tar sands and Libya, Harper represents a great danger to the people of Canada. Put people over corporate profits, war, and environmental destruction." And that's hosted by the Guelph Communist Party of Canada and the Guelph Young Communist League. So again, if you're interested, please feel free to come out. The event is called The People versus Harper. So you can find that on Facebook. Moving right along, we have Guelph Queer Equality, AGM, and elections. So their event is called exactly Guelph Queer Equality, Guelph Queer Equality, AGM, and Elections, and you can find that on Facebook. And the blurb reads, "Come out and elect or run for any of the 9 coordinator positions who will help run GQE next year. And you will get free pizza and ice cream," which is key. The actual voting shouldn't take too long, and then you can just hang out and enjoy the free food. All the coordinator positions are up for grabs, and each responsibilities are right below. And they have a list of, I guess, their constitution or their policies. If you have any questions, feel free to ask or email GQE at gqe@uoguelph.ca and invite all of your friends. I'm sure it'll be an amazing event. GQE events always are great. The next one is Student Affairs Integrated Plan Student Focus Group. So the University of Guelph, we're entering the last year of our integrated plan for the last 5 years, and we're starting to look at the next 5 years and where the university wants to go. So if you want to have a say in where the university goes and what priorities the university makes for the next 5 years, I strongly encourage you to come out to this event. It's on Thursday, March 31st from noon to 2 p.m. You have to register on Reg. But you can find the Facebook event and the link to everything at Student Affairs Integrated Plan - Student Focus Group. So definitely please attend. The discussion topics are the following. Number one, demographics and government policy may result in a slight increase in enrollment on the main campus. We also anticipate an increase in international students, transfer students, and commuting students. Are there programs and services that you feel are lacking and that need enhancement as a result of the shift? And that's the first discussion topic. So if you have an answer to that, please sign up on Reg and come out. The second is, as you reflect on your years at the University of Guelph, what support programs do you feel must be protected at all costs? Which programs are lacking? My personal opinion is the Women's Studies program is lacking, but everyone's entitled to their own opinion. So I will definitely be voicing that at that meeting. So if you share that, please come out and support, and also let the university know that you want a Women's Studies program back at Guelph. Number three, Guelph speaks to the importance of engagement in co-curricular activities. What ideas do you have for the enhancement of co-curricular activities, and how do we better engage students? And number four, of course, is any other issues you wish to discuss. So please register on Reg and come out to this event. Seating is limited. It's Thursday, March 31st, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in UC 424. And if you have any questions or comments about that, you can email myself at csatalk@uoguelph.ca. We have about 5 minutes left. In the next weeks, our programming is going to be mostly focused on the federal elections, and getting students involved. Obviously, this is a weird time because students are, focusing on exams and leaving and not necessarily focusing on federal elections. But this is a chance for us to have a new person leading our country, or if it's your opinion, to keep the remaining one. So I encourage you to get involved. This will be one of the most important decisions you make this year, if not the most. So I'm going to close by letting you listen to a Rick Mercer rant about voting and students voting and why students should vote. So I hope you enjoy. And again, the next couple of weeks we'll be focusing on the federal election, the CSA stance on post-secondary education, and, which parties are addressing it, which parties are not, and having that kind of discussion. So please tune in. We'd like to know what you think. If you'd like to provide us with feedback or provide us with information, please email myself at csatalk@uoguelph.ca, and we'll get that started. Have a great Monday, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your week.
So here we are, the final stretch before the big vote, and all the political parties are busy courting every special interest group in the country, no matter how small. If you've got one leg, two kids, you work on a farm, the parties, they have a pitch for you. Unless, of course, you happen to be a student, in which case you're completely off the radar. Not a peep from any of the leaders. Education wasn't even mentioned in the debate. Now, I'm not saying that any politician would ever come out and say they don't care about the student vote. When they're pushed, they can all talk about educational reform and crushing debt until the cows come home. But at the 10-minute mark, they all do the same thing. They stop. They lean in like they're telling you some sort of secret, and they say, it's a real shame. But students in this country, they just don't vote. Which, believe me, is code for, we don't care about students, we never have, we never will. Now, this is a perfect example of where young people can learn from their elders. And by elders, I mean the elderly, as in senior citizens, because believe me, those folks, they vote. Which is why the old age home is the natural habitat for any campaigning politician. No exaggeration. In the 30 days since this campaign began, John Beard has spent 26 of them in an old age home. Okay, slight exaggeration. Now, I'm not saying, students, that students themselves aren't important to politicians. Oh, they are. After all, you're the ones that deliver the lawn signs. But past that, you could be on fire for all they care. So my advice to any university student, never mind your civic responsibility. Seeing as you're such a low priority in this country, you should show up and vote out of spite, if for no other reason. And believe me, there are a million students in this country. You show up and vote, elections, they'll never be the same again. Education will never be left off the agenda. And for all of you students out there who are living away from home for the first time, ignore all those Elections Canada ads that make it seem like you need quantum physics to vote. In this country, you do not need to be registered in advance to vote. Men died on the beaches so you could vote. All you need to do is show up with some official-looking mail with your address on it, your student card, and your ID. Don't take no for an answer, and democracy is yours. And not your fake ID either, your real one.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. Tune in Mondays through Fridays, 11 to noon, here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time, baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, catch more fish than you. Baby blues.
Tired of fishing around in the waters and waves of FM morning radio and reeling in nothing but the same old bottom feeders and boring repeats? Try Fishing with Boston from 9 to 11 Tuesday mornings on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph and catch a wide range of new releases and vintage classics that other stations are too redundant to play. And don't forget the internet, check CFRU.ca for events listings, live worldwide broadcasting, and archives of the past 4 weeks of programming.
I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby going fishing too.
We're listening to 93.3 FM.